in Condon's matter, St. Petersburg. So, Misha, please, the floor is yours. You have 15 minutes, including discussion. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My task is to give you short information about the conference on neutron scattering and condensed matter, which was held in September 1721 of the last year in St. Petersburg, namely Peterhof. The conference has a long history. The first workshop, and actually workshop, was organized in Riga in 1964. Then the traditional places of this conference was Zarechny near Sverdlovsk, Yekaterinburg, and later yes, Gatchina. Then it came to Obninsk, Moscow, and in the last years, St. Petersburg was the organizer because due to the development of the neutron scattering research in physical department of this of the universities. So this year, the last year, the organizers are listed here. This is the Petersburg Nuclear Physics Institute, named by Konstantinov, the part of the National Research Center of Kurchatov Institute, St. Petersburg State University, and our institute, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Of course, the main contribution was from Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and Interregional Innovative Development Center. The program committee included leading scientists from various Russian and world neutron centers. It was led by Professor Dmitropolsky from St. Petersburg State University. And in fact, the team which was took part in the organization of this conference from the side of Joint Institute is listed here. This is Professor Aksyonov, me, Dr. Avdeev, Dr. Balagurov, Dr. Bokuchava, Dr. Kiselev, and Dr. Kozlenko. The organizer committee was from the Petersburg Nuclear Physics Institute. You can see the team here. And the program included various fields, complete field areas of research where neutrons can be and are used intensively in a for structural and dynamic studies. It's crystal structures and non-crystal structures, magnetism, strongly correlated electron systems, biological systems, lead and thin film structures. Then traditional field areas is fundamental interactions and properties of neutrons. And methodical part is neutron sources, instruments. Instruments, theoretical aspects of neutron scattering, and in the last decade, the new topic was introduced: the complementary experimental techniques, and the people from other method, namely from synchrotron, of course, radiation research, were welcome at this conference. So the plenary lectures concerned the development of the neutron sources, especially in Russia. So the main, maybe, actual talk was given by Professor Aksyonov and was devoted to the prospects for development of Russian neutron sources. Then the interest, big interest was the situation with the reactor peak, lecture by Vladimir Voronin. And our guest from the European Spallation Source, Dr. Ferenc Mezei, give the ideas how to use reactor peak for spectroscopy. In fact, this is the ideas how to complement this new reactor with a steady-state reactor with methods which are foreseen, the development of which are foreseen at the European Spallation Source. And, of course, Finally, the scientific part of the plenary lectures are the areas where neutrons somehow can be used in the most efficient way. This is biology and the ideas about how to use them in studies of crystallization in living cells were given by Lena Rostico from the Crystallographic and Photonics Federal Scientific Research Center of the Russian Academy of Science, and Tsabel Hartmut from Ruhr University of Bochum gave ideas about and the current state of research by neutron scattering in nanomagnetism. So magnetism and biology are well known as the proper topics which can be where the neutrons can be used. Neutron scattering can be used very efficiently. Invited talks, there are more than about 15 invited talks in each section, in each topics, in a standard way. We invited people from leading universities and the neutron centers of Russia and world centers. Here you can see shortly the topics and fundamental applied research were presented by the representatives of the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. I mentioned Dr. Alexander Frank and Anatoly Balagurov. And instrument and method development, another part. Also, the Joint Institute gave a significant contribution in this part. The talks were given by Dr. Kozlenko about neutron complexes at the IBET reactor, and Alexander Kuklin, the development of complementary methods of small angle scattering, X-ray and small neutron scattering, as well as other methods combined with these two methods. So our contribution also was very significant. So to summarize beside the plenary lectures and invited talks, the conference included more than 120 oral talks and two sessions of poster presentations with the approximate amount of the talks, posters, 80. The total amount of participants is more than 200. And among them, the big delegation from Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. You can see this is more than almost 40 scientists came and contribute to the conference. There were several satellite events. First is for the first time, there was awarding medal of the Russian Neutron Scattering Society for outstanding contribution to the development of neutron scattering. And the first winner of this prize was Sergei Malev, Professor Sergei Malev from Petersburg Nuclear Physics Institute of the National Research Center, Kurchatov Institute. Another satellite event in the Youth Conference on Neutron Scattering and Condensed Matter. In fact, it was organized and held during the conference, so some special youth sessions were organized, and more than 40 oral reports from the young scientists and students, PhD students and students were given on the topics which you could see in this list. And also taking the chance that there was a big the high concentration of the leading scientists in neutron scattering in one place, the special training course was organized on the initiative of the Romanian plenipotentiary representative to Joint Institute, and it was a special grant devoted to this event organized, and the main responsible and the main activist main organizer of this event was Maria Balashova. So the more than 10 about 15 students, teachers, and researchers from Romania scientific center. They are West University of Timișoara, Ovidus University from Constanta, and Hori Hulubei National Institute of Physics and Nuclear Engineering in Bucharest. Came to St. Petersburg University and had a rather intensive scientific program, included more than 10 lectures, several seminars, and it was really practical tutorials with intensive course and computer simulations and computer work with the scientists from the main conference. And standard poster session of the participant young scientists were given, so there was also good experience, a good event to combine and to for more efficient I would say use of the organizing possibilities of such conferences, such conference on neutron scattering and condensed matter physics. So we need to mention, of course, sponsors of the conference. This is Russian Foundation for Basic Research and Swiss Neutronics. The organizational information support was given by the Russian Neutron Scattering Society, Rosneutro, which now included more than 400 people. And the last slide informed you that this conference was actually some kind of training in organization of the big event which will be held in the next year. This is European Conference on Neutron Scattering, ECNS 2019. It will be held in St. Petersburg after it was already organized in several places in Europe. So this is very important event for Russia, and all interested researchers and scientists are welcome. So the conference which I report is show that we have possibility to organize good conferences, and I think this experience will be very useful in organization of this big event in the next in this year already. So thank you very much for your attention. Any questions, I'm ready to answer.
Thank you very much, Misha, for this clear presentation. Normally we don't have a very lively discussion after such reports, but nevertheless I would like to ask you if someone has a comment or question to Misha. This does not seem to be the case, so thank you once again. And let me give the floor to the next speaker, Professor Rogachev, International Conference Biomembranes 2018. The meeting was held in Moscow, so the floor is yours.
So, dear colleagues, dear member of International Program Advisory Committee, my talk about results of the International Conference Biomembranes 2018. Biennial International Conference Biomembranes 2018 organized with a partnership of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research was held on the base of Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology in Dolgoprudny, and I give some information about MIPT later. So this conference was organized with participation of Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, Forschungszentrum Jülich, iHuman Institute, Shanghai Tech, China, and University of Southern California, local organizing committee from JUNOR, it's me, Andrei Rogachev, and from MIPT is Valentin Balshevsky. Chair of the program committee is Valentin Gardeli, and also International Advisory Board present here, It's Raymond Stevens, Ernst Bamberg, Andrei Lupas, and Werner Kühlbrand. So, in this slide I want to illustrate the evolution of the conference series Biomembranes from 2010 to now. The first conference was organized in the form of a scientific school for young scientists. The conference covered modern fundamental medical and biotechnological aspects of the biological membrane research. And the next step, this event was transformed to the conference. The conference in 2014 was attracted a lot of attention to scientific themes that was presented in program. The Joint Institute for Nuclear Research became co-organizing of this conference in 2040 years and hold up this tradition to the present time. The number of participants of the conference is constantly up. The scientific program of the conference is getting bigger and covering more and more interdisciplinary field, interdisciplinary areas. New partners join to the conference, as you can see. For example, in 2040, it's only two partners, MIPT and GINER. Now we have five partners from Germany, United States, from China, and also from Russia. The major aim of the conference was sharing information with the Russian scientific community and discussion of the recent advances of modern integrated structure biology of biomembranes and membrane proteins, theoretical biophysics of membranes systems and computer modeling. In particular, the conference included tasks about key methods of structure biology and functional investigation of molecular mechanism of living matter, organization from molecular to cell level, and time from femtosecond to minus, and the scale from nanometer to organism. In the conference was presented 74 oral presentations and more than 220 poster presentations. The main topics of the lecture are the following: is integrative structure biology of membrane proteins, modern method of investigation of membranes and membrane proteins, as well as X-ray, free electron lasers, cryo-electron microscopy, fluorescent microscopy, neutron scattering, X-ray scattering method, and another one. Modern days ideas about the molecular mechanism of aging and the development of age-related diseases, drug development, bioinformatics and computer modeling of biological systems, theoretical biophysics, G-protein coupled receptors, and study two-component signaling systems. The number of participants at the conference was more 520. More than 200 posters have been presented on the conference. The geography of this conference and the geography of our participants is more than 15 countries, including Russia, Germany, United States, China, France, United Kingdom, Belarus, Brazil, Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, Italy, and other. Here is presented our participants, our organization from who our participants. This is an organization from Russia and from another country. So we wanted to expand the audience of participants, and during the conference we was organized a live stream of the lecture in the internet. This lecture have copied from 1,000 to 1,500 online listeners. So, about 300 participants who give lecture and poster presentation was published their thesis in proceedings of the conference book. Also, proceedings of the conference will be published as a part of regular issue of Journal of Bioenergetics and Biomembranes with impact factor 2.9, sorry. So, general in the framework of exhibition event was presented recent advances in the field of application of neutron methods for solving structure biology problem and infrastructural possibilities of GNR, and more than 20 speakers from GNR have showed their research results in the format of oral and poster presentation. So, during the conference, allowed organizing of interdisciplinary scientific knowledge exchange has confirmed its forming of a positive image of Russian science. Russian scientists contributed significantly in many topics and questions having discussed. During the conference, scientists had opportunity to establish new contact for future fruitful joint research and cooperation. So I want to talk, I want to give you some information about MIPT. Some numbers is presented here. MIPT is our academical and research partner, he is presented world subject university ranking, and as you can see, MIPT have a high position of this rating. MIPT also consistently present in the top three national of the national ranking. 1K of the achievements of MIPT is past years is entering global subject ranking in natural science, physics, astronomy, mathematics. Now, MIPT have a performance scientific infrastructure that make positive. This give us possibility for making high class of the project. As example, here is presented research facility for biophysics research. As you can see, in MIPT, we have a high protein crystallization platform, protein crystallization and X-ray scattering platform. Now we have a new facility, cryo-electron microscopy. It was started now. Of course, have another facility for biophysics research. Now we have some joint project. We make a full cycle of research using modern equipment because Joint Institute for Nuclear Research have a small angle neutron scattering spectrometer and biochemical lab and another instrument for make experiment, and MIPT have facility, research facility, as well as SACS, VAX spectrometer, nanoscope, dynamic light setting, chromatography and analytical system now have a cryo-electron microscope. Our last plan is concept of competence community for development and application of methods cryo-electron microscopy. This is modern and perspective method for research in structure biophysics and soft matter. For these activities, we have a plan to make a consortium, including research and academic partners. The engine of this activity could stay Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, MIPT, and the Moscow State University. As part of this activity, in these years, we have a plan to organize international school modern cryo-electron microscopy. The school is part of international conference cryo-electron microscopy that's organized by Lomonosov Moscow State University. So, in this conclusion, we want to include next committee proposals. That's recognize successful experience of interaction with MIPT in an international school and conference. Recognize that participating in this event is making the right image of gender in international scientific community. More actively support joint project of gender and MIPT in future for maximum usage of human resource of MIPT and development joint research infrastructure, and supported future work for the organization of joint events, include conference, school, and workshop. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to this excellent report, because I have been, frankly speaking, really impressed that you not only presented, as usual, the meeting, but also the whole community and the possible cooperation projects evolving from this community and the board activity, of course. So, thank you very much. I wonder whether you have some questions or comments. Boris, please.
Bullet number 3. Development of joint research infrastructure.
Yeah.
Where? At GNR, at MIPT, or both?
Yeah, it's possible two parts. For example, we discuss about making infrastructure for cryo-electron microscopy and search some possibility for this activity. Now we make it in MIPT, but of course, general users and general scientists can realize his experiment in MIPT. But if you ask me about place,
location,
it could be discussed. We can make a joint project here or in an MIPT place.
It's by some grant?
Yes. If you ask me about, for example, last activity about cryo-electron microscopy, we have a grant for MIPT only. And infrastructure, of course, located in MIPT. If we have some joint grant, we have more possibility.
Further questions, comments? Yeah, Professor Fuss.
Thank you. But I'm sorry, I didn't understand really what your organization is. Is it a private one? Is it a state one? Is it somewhere in between? Or what is it? First question. The other question, a bit about joint projects. Do you think it might be possible to join in the Solaris project, for instance?
So my first answer for two questions. So if this is an invitation to Solaris project, we can discuss it. This is interesting because now we have permission for modern world big facility, as well as synchrotron in Grenoble, in Korea, and Gamburg, X-FAIL, European X-FAIL. We have permission to Institute Laval and Julien for neutron scattering. And if we have some possibility for using of synchrotron in for using and for develop of methods or instruments in the Poland, this could be interesting for MIPT and of course for GINR, because we make joint interest and joint project with MIPT. But you have first question. I don't listen.
What is your organization? Is it a state one or is it a private one?
So further, okay. Further questions, comments.
Who organized this?
Yeah.
Private or state?
I did not understand what MIPT is. Is it a state organization?
Yeah. Okay. MIPT is state university, and MIPT now have scientific laboratory, and of course, at the firstly, MIPT is university, is human resource center.
Thank you once again. I think let's thank the speaker. Let's proceed to the last presentation, which will be given by Dr. Charles Sov. It will be a report on the conference topical issues in space radiobiology and astrobiology, which was held in Dubna last October. So the floor is yours.
Good evening, dear colleagues. I would like to present a short report on the international conference Modern Problems of the Space Radiobiology and Astrobiology. This conference was organized by Laboratory of Radiation Biology, GNR, Council of Radiobiology of the Russian Academy of Science, and Council on Astrobiology, also Russian Academy of Science. The organizing committee was headed by correspondent member Krasain Evgeny Alexandrovich and academician of Russian Academy of Science, Rozanov Alexey Yuryevich. The conference was participated by the more than 80 scientists from the Czech Republic, Russia, Slovakia, Mongolia, and United States of America. There are numbers of Russian Academy of Science institution and scientific center were represented, and this institution was where institution? It was Institute of Biomedical Problems, Emanuele Institution of Biochemical Physics, Institute of Higher Nervous Activity and Neurophysiology, Moscow State University, and more others. And among the participants was pilot cosmonaut hero of Russian Federation, Sergei Avdeev. And 28 oral reports and 11 poster presentation were made on the conference. The main areas of the scientific program of the conference was research on the mechanism of the functional response on the central nervous system and cognitive activity to exposure to radiation and other extreme factors on model experiments on animals. The second that is was research on molecular and physiological disorders in nervous system structures caused by accelerated charged particles. The third research on the mechanism of the formation and repair of molecular and genetic damages induced by ionizing radiation with different physical characteristics. Fourth, research of the formation of complex prebiotical compounds under radiation exposure, and the last, search for and studying macrofossils in meteorite and early Precambrian terrestrial rocks. As you can see, conference was divided into two big parts. It's a radiobiological part and astrobiological. And the first part, most of the talk of the first part, were concerned with different responses of the central nervous system to different extreme factors. And I would like to tell you about a couple of the reports that was very discussable and very interesting on our conference. Andrei Sergeyevich Tenberg from Institute of Biomedical Problems considered combined effects of ionized radiation and weightlessness in experiments. Primates and small laboratory animals were exposed to different types of ionizing radiation, like gamma rays, accelerated carbon and krypton ions, and simulated weightlessness, so-called orthostatic weighing. It has been found that the combined exposure were not always synergistic, but sometimes they are antagonistic. It raises new question and necessitates for further researches. The second interesting report made Inga Igorevna Politaeva from Biological Faculty of the Moscow State University. She spoke about proton radiation of mice at the medical beam of the phasotron of Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. This exposure caused an ambiguous effect on the animal's adaptive behavior. In a cognitive test of a search for a shelter entrance, the irradiated mice performed reliable worse than the control ones at the test stage, where they had to dig chips in order to get to the comfortable section of the chamber. However, they passed reliably better when the control mice, the test stages, where they had to remove the plug blocking the way. The radiated mice showed a decrease of neurogenesis into proliferated parts of the frontal brain. In discussions that follow the report of this area, it was pointed out that further information has to be aimed in identifying the CNS critical structure. Those damage can cause cognitive dysfunction. A number of talks on the conference concerned with modeling the radiation field that would be present inside spacecraft and evaluation of the corresponding risks. Gennady Nikolaevich Timoshenko proposed a promising approach to the formation of mixed fields for biological experiment at nucleotron beam on the laboratory of the high energy physics. This second part, astrobiological. Opening this session, academician Rozanov said that Joint Institute is one of the few institutions of our country which have still kept the ability to be fully active in science. In his opinion, the research we perform at the astrobiological sector of Laboratory of Radiation Biology is an example of emergency of such paradigm, and it yields in ever increasing number of documented facts in favor of panspermia theory. Maria Valentina Ragulska from Institute of Terrestrial Magnetism made short report about a conference she took place on Vienna, Origin of the Life, Impressions and Questions, where spoke about the main trends of astrobiology. Georgi Managadze from Institute of Space Research presented argument for favor of the formation of the correct chirality of molecules during a meteorite impact exposure of the Earth's surface. And Vladimir Tsilmovich presented interesting result of space dust research. In the evidence base confirmed the extraterrestrial origin of different cataclysms on Earth, the Caroline Bay-based phenomenon, Tunguska meteorite, Uchur space body. In all these locations, traces of pure nickel were found, which could have emerged only due to the fraction of the matter of a low-flying comet. At the end of the conference on the general discussion, Sergei Avdeyev said, "The more I visit Dubna, the more I become convinced that not only Mars, but also Moon is a deadly thing for manned flights. There is also a positive side. Now we know that much more than before. But this knowledge is already acquired, and the one that is now being reported here must sober up our rosy dreams. It requires a normal, reasonable conclusion for the work with it being carried out by experts who have gathered here and other work who work with biological objects, and even more so with people." And in concluded the conference, Evgeny Krasavin noted that also its thematic fields seem to be different, radiobiology and astrobiology, but they are complementary. They have their common beginnings in the space radiation, which on the one hand is an adverse factor for the living system, on the other hand is a factor contributing to formation of prebiotic structure. Thank you for your attention. If you have any questions, I would like to ask and answer it.
Thank you very much. And let me reiterate your last sentence, so comments and questions are welcome at this stage. Yeah, this does not seem to be the case. So let me thank you once again. And before concluding, we are absolutely on time, no problem. We still have almost 50 minutes until the reception in the same building will start, so we don't have to hurry up. Tomorrow morning, we will start with a closed meeting at 9 o'clock. However, as I have just clarified with the directorate, also the invited experts, so Sasha Joffe, Feri Mezei, and Manap Tashmetov are expected to be present at this discussion at 9 o'clock, and of course all members and ex-officio members of the PAC. The others are expected to come by 10 o'clock, and then this will be the public part of our meeting, starting with Feri Mezei's talk, and afterwards further talks, mainly focusing on the DLS-4 projects, and followed by scientific reports, and then a coffee break. In the coffee break, as usual, we will have the poster presentation. Please remember that we expect you, and if you also agree, I mean the invited experts, please join us evaluating these posters afterwards. We will have a quick voting to select the best posters. So this is the program for tomorrow until coffee break, and afterwards we will have the closed session. Erecting the best poster, then awarding the authors of the best poster, presentation of the last PAC meeting, and then in the closed session we will formulate our recommendation, and then we will conclude this PAC meeting. So if you have no further question, then enjoy this 45 minutes here or downstairs or wherever you like, and afterwards come to the reception.
It's
at 7 o'clock, yeah.
even a little bit early.
We may start a bit earlier, you mean? Okay. Yeah, okay. The reception will start quarter to seven, yeah? Something like quarter to seven. Be prepared. So, thank you.